Local Sorrows, episode number 6, as we bring you back into the action after what happened, the hilarity of the boy and the axe. Oh boy, take a listen.
I'm going to step forward and start saying a prayer to St. Cuthbert to try and heal my fallen comrades here.
Someone might want to pull the axe out of Trask's ass, first of all.
Sure, I'll do that.
You dislodge the axe away from him, and you lay him on the ground peacefully. -5, -2.
All right, I have two heal prayers here, so... First, I think it's pretty obvious that Trask is more injured, so...
Well, wait a minute. Can I suggest something? Maybe we should heal the elf because, I have a wand of resurrection and we can't resurrect an elf.
I had forgotten all about that.
There is a wand of resurrection.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, just let him die. And
we'll... All right.
Just heal me tomorrow, you know?
Well, I have two heal spells here, so.
I think after this little excursion, we should probably rest.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll go ahead and, is it Delphin?
Delphin, yes. Is it -2, and...
All right. Here we go. I'll, only 4 points.
Delphin, you are at 2 points.
Okay.
But you are unconscious.
And, all right, I'll, shaking my head the whole time, reach out and try and...
Trask is at -6
heal
now.
Heal up Trask. Ooh, 8. Thank you.
Trask is now at 2, but he is also unconscious. Both of them have stopped bleeding.
Okay, maybe we can carry our comrades back to the room we rested in earlier with the rotting meat and the water dripping. That seemed like it was a semi-safe place.
Okay.
I agree.
So you drag them back through the one door to the east and then to the southeast and then the south and then to the west, going back into that one room with the rotting meat. You get back in that room and you see you successfully make it into that little safe room. What is your plans now?
I guess we shut the door, secure it in some manner.
I say we put the bracelets back on Trask and
just prop
roll
them
against the door.
It.
Yeah.
Throw okay. The wounded, unconscious, large
doorstop.
Yeah, doorstop. All right,
or
so
a doorstop.
Dwarf stop.
Yeah. You you pull the bracelets out of his pocket, you throw it on his wrist, he grows in size, and you throw him up against the door, and your doorstop is back.
He's truly a utility dwarf.
Okay, is anybody changing their spells that need to change, or they're keeping the same thing?
Maybe, like, heal spells. Like, lots of heal spells. Just saying.
I'm keeping the same.
Okay.
Okay, lots of heal spells. I heal one heal. I mem one command and one bless.
Okay. So you guys sleep for about 8 hours. Is anyone going to be on guard, or are you just going to use the whole Trask as the doorstop? He's not awake, though, so if something tries to get in, it'll get in and he'll just lob to the side.
I'm sure we'll hear it. Guard.
If anyone had, like, pythons and a small length of rope, we could set it up so you could nail the rope across me so that I don't move back and forth.
That, too, or you can set up, like, some type of bell system.
Well, I didn't bring any bells.
I think we'll keep a watch. I mean, it's not that late in the day yet. We're going to have a long time to be in here.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's in the early afternoon at this point.
Well, I have no problem helping keep watch.
All right, so you guys take about 8 hours, rest up. Then it's probably about early afternoon. Now it's about maybe supper time at night for you guys. Trask and Delphin don't appear to be awake as of yet. They still seem to be unconscious. You guys going to do anything or just continue resting?
Just stay overnight and keep a rotating watch.
Okay. Okay, uneventful night, and next morning you wake up. Trask, you appear to start waking up.
Okay.
You do have your 2 hit points. Delphin, you do wake up with your 2 hit points. Delphin, your wrist kind of hurt because of the axe hitting you in the wrist. You do see a little scar on your wrist. And Trask, you feel like you've been violated a little bit.
Well, I haven't felt like this since that bear attack.
But you are both conscious and you can move, but you are hurt.
Okay.
Erwin, you get back a hit point for resting all that time.
Yep. Me too, right?
Yes, you as well. And Galvin too, for anything you've lost.
Well, I feel refreshed.
And your axe is next to you, Trask, that you so desperately had to get.
It's my hell axe. It does double damage and destroys statues pretty frequently.
And party members.
And party members. I knew that this demonic weapon would be the end of us.
Thousands of household uses.
Are you ready to move on, or are you going to continue resting?
Oh, we can move on.
Well, we need to heal these guys if they're going to be any use in a fight.
Yeah.
Well, St. Cuthbert says have at it.
All right, that'll leave me without any heal spells if I heal both of them.
Oh, I'll still have one.
Okay. All right.
I promise I'll be much more careful.
Not save Trask.
Don't worry. I can't make Corbin promise. Corbin blames Trask for the chaos.
Oh, dude, it's totally all his fault.
Yeah. Delphin, 7 points.
Okay, Delphin gets
back
7. That
puts me at max.
Awesome.
And Trask, 7 points.
Sweet.
You know, Trask actually probably gets extra experience points for killing 2 people.
Except that he didn't survive the encounter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so he doesn't get any. Sorry.
Damn. Well, okay, I killed Delphin.
Yeah.
You know, before I killed myself, so that's a 3 hit dice creature.
That's true. That's true.
Or a 1 hit dice creature. Sorry.
That's true. You do get the experience points for killing Delphin.
Yes.
But it's only 1 experience point.
Oh. Oh well. Solo XPs.
All right. I could just the title of this episode is going to be "How far can you throw a dwarf?" or something. Dwarf tours or some toss or something.
25 feet. Yeah. About dwarf 25 tossing. Feet.
All right, so what are you guys doing? How much did Trask get back?
I'm up to 9.
7.
Now.
So you're at max 2?
No, I'm missing 4, but I'll be okay. Hopefully.
Okay, how is the rest of the party doing?
I'm down 5.
I'm fine.
I got I'm 6 fine. Out of 10.
All right, where are you going now?
Back to the statue room.
Yeah, back to where we were.
Yeah, we need to check out that treasure chest.
Oh, yeah,
it's still there.
You go back to that room. Oh, I have to see if you guys remember this or not. Everybody,
watch out for the dart trap.
Yeah, that was what I was going to
say. It was circled.
Do you think you guys remember that or not?
Well, you drew that circle on the ground.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. Then no roll needed to see if you remember it. Good point. You step over the little circle and fall in a pit trap. No, I'm kidding. And you go back to the...
I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Ha-ha! No. You go back to the statue room, and you see two treasure chests at the end of the room near the door.
And then it was like three, then one, then two.
Yeah, they're moving back in now.
And the statues are all back on the pedestals.
Son of...
Oh, man.
Don't touch them.
Oh, and Trask, you are also notice that you are 6 foot something.
It kind of looks... why am I so... Oh, yeah. And he takes off his bracelets and puts them away.
The dungeon's shrinking.
What is this? I don't even...
Oh, that'd be awesome. It's Trask form and there's Hagrid form.
You're a wizard, Calvin.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you guys do now? You're in this room. Two treasure chests, a bunch of statues, and another door.
Let's look at the door.
All right, back to the door. Your favorite thing. It's a solid wooden door, double reinforced with a nice, bright, shiny lock. Padlock. Sorry.
Can we tell if these statues are exactly the same as they were before? Or they have different figures?
It look exactly...
Hot dwarves.
Yes, you see the hot dwarven statue.
Is it waving?
No, it's not waving.
Alright, I was going to headbutt her.
I think you lost any chance with her after you didn't knock her over.
You look at the statue. You look at the hot dwarven statue, it's actually flipping you off now.
And it sucks because she was a stone cold fox.
Alright, the statue attacks you. You take 4 points of damage. For the bad pun.
Delphin is going to see if he can master the lock.
I'm going to check the treasure chests while he's doing that.
Me too.
Okay. The door lock. Okay, so Delphin, your move is first.
21.
You look at it, and you're like, wait a minute. This isn't even a real lock, and you kind of just push it to the side, and it unlatches.
Oh, see there, guys? I did it.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. Yeah, he turns around and says, see, I unlocked. It's easy.
That's amazing, Delphin.
Okay, so the treasure chests. They look like large treasure chests. They're actually about the size of the last one that Trask kicked over. And these ones are a little bit more ornate, and they have pictures of suns and moons on the top.
No, they're exactly the same, though?
Exactly the same, and there's no like distinctive pattern to it, or there's no writing on it that you could see. Or
open it.
Which one, left or right?
Right.
You open up the chest, and you see tons of gold.
Close it.
Okay. You just see... I guess he just kind of walks away from it. I don't know what.
No, I'm still standing next to it.
Did you tell anyone or show anyone?
No, I want to find out what's in the other one first.
Who's opening up the left one?
I guess me.
Okay. When you open up that one, you see a giant, large... cobra in there, and it launches. Man. It launches out to attack you, but it misses.
How big is it? Like just big for a snake, or is it like a large creature?
It's big
like
for
a giant.
It's big for a snake.
Okay,
it's probably
so. It's half in and half out of the chest right now.
It's poking out of the chest because it tried to attack Trask because he
slammed the lid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just as hard as I can.
You slam the lid down and you actually crush the creature inside the lid. And it seems to slither back inside the box.
Who has a torch?
Did you see a Book of Sorrows in that chest?
Sorry, I didn't get a good look with the snake in my face.
I'll tell him, well, this one's full of gold.
Uh-oh. Trask, you hear that.
He runs over. And has anyone touched the gold yet?
No.
I'm gonna go and grab a handful of the gold.
Okay. You fling open the chest, and there's a large snake that jumps out and tries to attack you.
God damn it.
And it hits you for 1 point of damage.
Stupid snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
And I assume you're slamming the lid back down. There's a large snake that jumps out and tries to attack you.
God damn it.
And it hits you for 1 point of damage.
Stupid snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
And I assume you're slamming the lid back down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and the snake slithers back in the box.
I ask for the torch.
There's a large snake that jumps out and tries to attack you.
God damn it.
And it hits you for 1 point of damage.
Stupid snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
And I assume you're slamming the lid back down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and the snake slithers back in the box.
I ask for the torch.
What if we open both of them at the same time?
From behind.
Yeah.
Who's doing what, and where are you?
Well, I'm still standing next to the chest. Me and Trask are at the same chest now.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I am going to physically open the lid on the box and look in.
And you see a whole bunch of gold. Trask, you now see a whole bunch of gold as well.
So
I'll
now
open
I'm
the
gonna...
other one.
And Erwin, you flip open the other one and you see it's filled with silver.
Woohoo! I reach in to touch some of it.
And it feels like silver coins in your hand.
Hmm. I'm gonna reach into our treasure chest and see.
You reach in, you feel the gold coins and running through your hands. You pull some out, I guess. I don't know.
I start pouring some outside on the floor.
Okay, they clang on the floor like silver coins.
I'm still back by the eastern door, but I see all these things changing around, and I close my eyes and pray desperately to St. Cuthbert and say, I believe...
I can flee.
This is more trickery, chicanery. Please give me the strength to see through this illusion and open my eyes to see. ...
Make a saving throw versus spells.
Disbelief.
All right. And I miss horribly.
Then you see what you normally see.
All right.
St. Cuthbert is no longer at this line.
Yeah.
Your call is very important to St. Cuthbert.
Yeah. The approximate hold time is 25 minutes.
For this call in Orcish, press 2.
Did you know that you can reach St. Cuthbert on the web?
St. Cuthbert has been serving your divine needs since the dawn of time.
Go to www.lostlayer.com.
And you hear a dog. Go ahead.
I tell them, I say, I do not trust what I see. I can't say why St. Cuthbert has failed to let me, but we need to move on. We need to find the Book of Sorrows. This is merely a trick meant to slow us down. We need to move on and find this dark elf.
I keep pulling the silver out of the box.
Yeah, I'm packing up on gold.
Yeah, right. I agree with you, Corbin. Let's move on. If there's no book in that chest, I don't care.
All right, so... Erwin, you're about able to fill 500 silver pieces in a pouch that you can carry without struggling the rest of the time.
Okay.
That's about it, and that's pushing it for you.
Okay.
Belnor, you're able to get 500 gold as well. Well, actually, you're gold. He's silver, but 500 gold. Trask, what are you doing exactly?
Filling a sack with gold, man. Well, filling my sack with the copper pieces the rest of the way with gold.
You actually, when you put about 100 pieces of gold into your pouch.
It turns into a snake.
And are you looking at the coins really close?
Sure.
They have smiley faces on them.
God damn it. He gets up just like as fast as he can, just in a rage, and kicks over the treasure chest.
Okay, so these coins go all over the floor and just roll all over the place.
Damn demons!
And no one
throws his sack down like a spoiled child.
No one knows why he's doing this.
Well, while these guys are doing this, I'm kind of like leaning up against the door and listening, seeing if I hear anything on the other side. I know they're pretty noisy, but
yeah, Delphin's just kind of hanging out near the lock he picked on, you know, the door, and trying to hide in the little crack of the shadows.
Trask is angrily pointing out to the others about the coins and how they're fake.
I'll look at the coin closely.
Looks like a gold coin to you.
I look at the silver.
You're out of your mind, dwarf.
Looks like a silver coin to you.
Is it soft?
Is it soft, did you say?
Yeah.
No, it'd be solid.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Gold and silver tend to be softer metals than, say, brass or iron plugs, so...
No, then
that's why in the movies you see people biting the coins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, alright, then whatever the texture of the coin would be, that's what it feels like.
Okay.
Cool. 1 degree.
Trask angrily says he doesn't believe it. But no, he still totally believes it.
I can't believe this is happening.
Alright, so, this Trask is just leaving the money behind?
Yeah.
Alright, so he leaves his sack behind with the money.
Okay, so Trask is out of the cut.
So is everybody heading to the door now?
Yes.
Sure.
Quite huffily.
Corbin, you as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You open the door, and it leads to a hallway that goes to the south about 30 feet, and you see a door on the eastern wall towards the south.
So this is completely the not right way that we want to go.
Maybe, maybe not.
Well, we're taking guidance from an orc, so
that's true.
I say we continue this way.
Okay. So you head down the hall to the door. It's a solid wooden door with a rope handle. What are you guys doing?
Let's open this door.
Alright, you fling open the door. The room has a fine layer of black ash and flash patterns across the entire floor. It doesn't seem to be making any pattern. It is a faint smell of sulfur in the room that assaults your nose as soon as you walk in and starts to make your eyes water a little bit. And there's a small burned debris in little chunks here and there in the room. And there seems to be in the middle of the room, there is a silver cylinder sitting there. It looks like it radiates from the middle of the blast area. And no other way out.
That sounds like a dangerous room.
Belnor goes over and looks inside of it and seems to look like it has some spell components in it.
Ooh. So I'll walk over there too. Is there anything I recognize inside?
Yeah, there's some spell components. Looks like someone would use for maybe a fireball or some type of fire spell.
I'll collect them and add them to my pouch.
Okay, you take some samples and put it in your pouch.
Anything written on this silver?
No.
Thing?
No, it seems like it was just something that someone was using to mix the ingredients, probably to do whatever they were doing.
Is it attached to the floor, or can I, pick it up?
You can pick it up.
Okay, I'll pick it up, empty it out.
Okay.
And put it in my backpack.
Okay. Done. Snugly in your backpack. Who takes my cylinder? No, I'm kidding.
Foolish mortals, you have.
All right,
now, is there any, scorch marks in the... You said there were no patterns, but is there anything that looks like maybe a body scorched in the shape of a...
in the owl position?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Or perhaps the absence of scorch in the shape of a body.
Yes.
Oh.
That you do see. That would make sense, yes.
Like those, the atomic bomb.
Shadows.
Their bodies are just scorched. Their shadows are scorched on the walls.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, scorched on the floor, though, yeah.
And you enter the room with the silver cylinder and the blast marks, and you have leukemia from the radiation.
What's my Geiger counter doing?
It's off the charts. Who does what?
I'm looking for secret doors. Why not?
Yeah, I'll check for sliding doors and whatnot.
I'm still standing at the doorway looking back.
All right, everybody, give me the roll. Who's looking for secret doors?
I got a 5.
No.
I'll help out. I rolled a 2.
Okay. Anybody else?
I got 1%. Out of 66%.
So you rolled a 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Galvin and...
Also gotta look for traps.
What, by hurtling yourself into the trap, or...?
No, for, looking on stonework or any kind of stonework.
The two of you find a secret door.
Cut me a break.
The two of you, Galvin and Trask, do find a door... To the west. I'm sorry, to the east, excuse me. There's a hidden door that seems to push open.
Okay. I'll push it open.
Okay, you see it leads in 15 feet to the east, and you come into a hallway that looks somewhat familiar, and you're looking towards the north, and you see the room where you guys were resting in all that time. And the door to the east back to the slide room.
Okay.
And now you have the northern door and the southern door to go through.
Well, I say we go back through the northern door and then into the fountain room, and there's that northern door we never have checked out.
Yeah, the locked one, yeah. Padlock, yeah.
We also haven't checked it for traps either, so... Be careful.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get to that. Okay, so you're back in the fountain room, and you are going to the north door, which you haven't checked for traps, and the door that Irwin was staring down.
Okay, Delphin will check to see if there's any, any odd-looking devices around the door jams or any on the handle to see if it's maybe a trap. And I rolled a 40.
You do not find anything.
Is this the one with the padlock on it?
Yes.
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 And since I didn't find any traps, I am going to see if I can't unlock the door. And that's 39.
Okay, you pick open that lock. Clunk.
I will stand back and tell Trask that it looks to be clean and the door is unlocked.
So I'm going to step forward and open the door. Which way does it open? Towards me or away from me?
Towards you.
Okay, so I'll pull it open.
You pull open the door and you see it leads to a long hallway going to the north. There is a door to the west about 15 feet ahead of you on the western wall. And also to your right, you see the looks like the hallway goes to the right a little bit, about 5 feet ahead of you. If you walk even further, you see that there's like an alcove over there with another door heading to the south.
So we can, there's a door to the west, mm-hmm. an alcove to the east, and
in the alcove to the south
is a door to the south.
Right.
And the hallway continues to the north?
The hallway continues and to what looks like to be a dead end.
Okay. I say we check out this west door.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's the western door look like?
The western door is iron and locked with a brass lock.
Hmm.
And that's the first one of these we've come across.
Yeah.
Actually, you guys, two of you have come across a door looking like this.
Was there a blizzard behind it?
No. Actually, it was very similar to the one door that you went to that you didn't go through with the wizard's name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Is the name on this door?
No, there's no name on the door. It's just a similar type of door.
Okay.
Hmm. No. I'd like to listen to see if I can hear anything on the other side of the iron door with a brass lock.
Okay, let's check that out. You actually hear nothing.
I hear nothing. All right, well, I'll see if I see nothing as well and look for hidden traps. And that's an 88.
You find no hidden traps to your knowledge.
Okay. And lastly, I am going to try to unlock the door. That's a 48.
You have a little trouble this time. It does not unlock.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, fellas. I can't do this one. The lock is just too good.
You said it's a brass lock?
Yeah.
Did Crispy put on his pillow bracelets? Because you sound
my muffled. What?
Your pillow bracelets? Because you sound like you were muffled.
Oh, sorry. No, I moved my mic.
Oh, okay.
Slightly.
It's a brass lock. Yes.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, brass is a pretty soft material. That's why they don't make weapons and stuff out of it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make brass instruments out of them, and they can bend very easily.
Yeah. So I think we're just gonna have to brute force the door.
Yeah.
It does swing away from you, so you could possibly shoulder block it open, or kick it open, or.
Erwin is stronger than I am, though, so it'll probably be...
So maybe he could throw you at the door.
Great idea!
And cue the Benny Hill music yet again.
How about you give Erwin the bracelets?
Yeah, I'll give Erwin the bracelets.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll be able to, like, stand up straight in the corridor.
Well, enlarge won't crush you, so he's safe there.
All right, so you give Erwin the bracelets. Erwin, mm-hmm. you put on the bracelets, and you are now 12'3".
You heard Erwin. Erwin, smash.
Yeah, put your size 72 against that door.
Okay, I'll smash it open.
Go ahead and give me a roll for smashing it open. What was the chance? Roll d6, please. And if
roll
you get,
what, D6?
D6. If you get anything other than the 6, let me know.
One.
Yeah, okay. You smash. You literally smash your foot through the door as if you were stepping
Here's
over something.
Erwin.
If no one knew you were there, they do know you're there now. As the door goes crumpling to the ground.
Okay. Take the bracers off.
Okay.
Give them back.
Womp, 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 womp.
That was fun.
It really is. It's a ton of fun.
Okay, you go inside this room. You see it actually is kind of odd for this type of area. It's a wood paneling room with a bunch of chairs, and you see tables and like a bar area. Kind of looks like a lounge almost.
I know where we're camping tonight.
Yeah.
Well, not. We don't have a door.
There is a door going to the south. A plain wooden door with a rope handle, and there is a door to the north.
That south door probably goes to the statue room, but or that room in between the statue room and the fountain room.
Yes. And the door to the north is a strong wooden door. No lock, just a handle.
So there was a table?
There was a bunch of couch-like chairs in here, and tables, and a bar area. It looks like someone was, like an entertaining lounge kind of type look set up.
We can pile up the tables in front of the door.
It looks like to be in the corner there was a musical instrument that someone might have been playing. It looks like a guitarish type.
Are there still meals or drinks on the tables, or is everything put away?
Everything seems to be put away, but there are some cups and various things behind the bar when you look.
Now, let's look behind the bar.
You look behind the bar, you see various different types of spirits and ales. And
I'm going to poke around about the couch cushions and see if anything is under the cushions.
Look at this, the Book of Sorrows. Let's go.
And in this one, a giant cobra.
That's funny. In the couch cushion, the Book of Sorrows lays.
Mission accomplished.
Let's go home.
Let's check out this north door.
Okay, let's... Galvin, give me a search roll. 1d6, please.
5.
You find nothing. Except some broken up food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is right. Let's see. Belnor, you want to look at the door. It is a wooden door with just a handle. It looks like you pull open.
I open it.
You fling open the door nicely. You poke your head in. You see a long hallway going to the east, which goes to a dead end. And to the west, it goes to a dead end. But on the eastern, I forgot to say, there was a door going north at the very, very end.
Start walking that way.
As you start walking that way, you start hearing maybe some type of music and chanting sounds.
Does it sound ceremonious?
You're not there.
Oh.
Does it sound ceremonious?
Thank you, Chuck.
Yes, it does.
I'll wave the rest of them over and put a finger up, give them the shush signal.
All right, he flips you off. And he tells you to come over.
That's uncalled for.
Yeah, really. He comes back to the room and gives you the quiet finger across the lips type thing and tells you to follow him. Everybody.
Okay.
We'll follow.
Okay. As you all get into the hallway and you start heading towards the door to the northeast, you start hearing the chanting and the singing and the music.
What kind of door is this?
This door, I think it was a plain wooden door, but I want to look before I say that. Yes, it is a plain wooden door with one handle. It looks like it pushes inwards. And Corbin, you very, 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 very uneasy right now, as if you know that the evil is emanating from that room. Belnor, you are feeling the evil emanating from that room, but you're not as standoffish as Corbin is because of different gods you have.
What language are they chanting in?
Nothing that you guys understand, unless you have like Infernal or something.
I warn them. I try and get their attention as quietly as possible and say, "There is great evil ahead. Tread with care."
Maybe I can finally be useful. I could try to put them to sleep.
Yay!
Get that ready.
Yeah, get definitely. You're going to do a spell, get it ready.
Okay.
You put to good use that new player's handbook you bought.
Ooh, let me flip to it.
I'm gonna draw my crossbow and load a bolt.
All right. Now, what is your plan going into this room? Because
I'm about to shoulder this door open and charge.
And I'll be behind him with my spell ready to cast if, at whatever I see.
Okay, so Belnor is a lining up to shoulder open the door and run in. Galvin is behind him, ready with the spell to go off as soon as he sees any enemies.
I'm going to follow Belnor into the room and then step so that the entrance is still clear. And if I see any Dark Elves, I'm going to shoot first and ask questions about the Book of Sorrows after we tied them up.
Okay. Let's see.
Delphin is going to hang back with the wizard until the combat ensues so I can find a place to be best utilized.
Okay. And Erwin?
When the door opens, basically throw the spear at any that aren't taken down by the spell. And then charge into melee.
Okay, you have the spell ready to roll and what you need to roll.
Let's see. What the four is it 4d4?
I believe I'm not sure, I don't have it on front of me.
I guess it depends on the number of hit dice creatures.
Yes, you have to affect certain hit dice creatures. Okay, so we'll just proceed with it, because you guys are getting the surprise, obviously, while he's looking that up. Belnor, you push open the door with your shoulder, running into the room. Followed by the rest of the group, you see inside this room a large pentagram on the ground. In the middle of the pentagram, you see a dark elf standing, holding a book, hand held to the air with a staff in his hand that looks like a skull staff, and he's pointing it up. He seems to be singing or chanting something, and you see 6 orcish-type creatures standing around the pentagram. And you see various fire pits illuminating the room. The room smells like sulfur. And every once in a while, the room does shake as he's chanting what he's chanting. And you may proceed.
Charging with my eyes on the elf.
So you're going to run through two orcs to charge right at the dark elf. Okay.
And I'm gonna try and shoot the dark elf so that he'll drop his book.
Okay. And you're gonna be doing your spell, Galvin?
Yep.
What's the area of feet for that?
It's gonna be 40 feet.
40 feet in a cone or just like wherever you drop it.
It's a circle where I drop it. Three diameter foot circle.
All right, you'll be able.
Is that right? Yeah.
And the hit dice is below.
It's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it says 3-inch diameter circle, but I think you know, that was back foot. When it that's was 30 so feet.
30 feet? Okay.
And 30 feet, yeah.
1 inch equals 10 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. You'll be able to get two of them. I believe it's the hit dice under 4, right? Are affected by
it? Drop on the ones I'm passing through.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have the book in front of me, and it's not in my room here, so.
So up to 1, it says 4 to 16, so it's 4
okay.
Dice. So 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. I rolled the 9.
9. Okay, so you easily put the 2 asleep that Belnor is running through, marking it with an S. Belnor runs straight to to Telnok. Erwin, you're running in straight for one of the other guys.
I'm throwing my spear. If I saw that dark elf, I would have thrown the spear at him.
All right, you're throwing your spear from the door. Over here is Galvin. Delphin, you said you were staying near Galvin?
Yes. Yes, till I can find out if I can sneak in to the side of the room or something.
Trask, you were shooting your crossbow as soon as you saw him.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot at his arm holding the book to make him drop it.
Okay, and Corvin, what were you doing?
I was going to issue a command spell.
Okay.
Against the Dark Elf.
Command spell, he's going to have to save for that. All right. So, since you guys got the first attack, the two spells go off first, putting the two to sleep that Belnor runs right past. You always see a Belnor streak, like the Flash. Go ahead with your command spell and tell me what your command is going to be.
In the, you know, grasping my holy symbol of St. Cuthbert, mm-hmm. I stare down the dark elf and I say, "Surrender!" As menacingly as possible.
And save. Let's see. He does nothing. Next would be the melee. I'm sorry, the ranged attacks. Go ahead, Trask. Go ahead, Erwin.
I rolled an 18.
Nice.
And I got 5 for damage.
Oh, you were aiming at the arm, right?
Yeah.
So that's -2. Which is a 16, that still hits. Okay.
Okay. And 5 damage.
Okay, 5 damage. And, Erwin, what'd you get?
16.
16, yeah, that's still, that hits, and do your damage.
And will my strength damage modifier affect that, or?
No, it's a thrown.
Yeah, didn't think so. Five.
Nice, okay. So he drops the book as the bolt goes into his arm, and as he's dropping the book, the spear hits him square in the leg, and now goes the melee attack.
22.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Roll your damage.
Five.
And now roll an extra d4.
I rolled a 4.
Nice. You see, Belnor runs towards the Dark Elf. He leaps into the air with the hammer full fury, and you actually see what looks like a lightning bolt come out of the hammer and smash into the Dark Elf right in the head.
Ooh.
And you actually see Belnor actually looks like he has increased in bulk and mass as he is now bigger and stronger looking. And he kind of has, like, that crackling lightning look to his eyes.
Uh-oh.
Flash.
And, Delphin, you are able to sneak up behind one of the other orcs that are standing around the circle, but you'll be able to attack next time.
Okay.
So, next round, what is everybody doing? Because we got to roll initiative now.
I'll be a... You said that the elf dropped, right?
No, you didn't drop. I just said you hit him really hard.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll be swinging at him again.
Okay. Trask?
I'm going to rush in. As I'm rushing, I'll draw a double tap and attack. And miss.
So. No, you don't miss. You just tell me your action. That's all.
Oh, okay.
And Galvin?
How many standing up orcs are left?
Four.
Four?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll enter the room and go towards the orc that Delphin is sneaking up on, maybe trying to... Well, I want to try to attack him and distract him from Delphin.
Okay. Erwin?
I charge into melee, drawing my broadsword.
Towards?
Well, towards the elf, but I imagine one of the dwarves will... I mean, one of the orcs will get in the way, but...
Yeah, probably. You're not going to be able to get there. Delphin, you're, I assume, trying to backstab?
Yes.
Okay, roll initiative.
I'm actually heading towards the dark elf as well, and we'll swing with my... Footman's flail. Sorry. Anyone that gets in my way.
Sorry.
Initiative was a 2.
5. You guys go first. And actually, Erwin and Corbin are going to be stopped by an orc apiece.
An orc of my very own.
Yeah.
Ugh. 4.
All the melee attacks, please go off. Delphin, you get okay. you get a +4. Don't forget.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't need it this time.
Go ahead.
I got a 17 to hit.
You hit. You connect, Belnor.
And 5 damage.
And roll the extra d4.
2.
Okay. You seem to bulk up even more now.
Thor's power courses through me.
Trask?
I got a 7 on my to-hit roll.
And you didn't do anything then. Galvin?
Oh, sorry, 9. Because of the +2 for charging.
You still did nothing.
Okay.
I rolled a 15.
You hit the orc.
Yay! Oh, cool. So,
it's first time I hit anything with my Hell's Flame Staff.
Go ahead, roll your d6 damage.
1.
The orc goes, ow.
Bumped his funny bone.
Yeah, you hit his elbow. He's like, ah! Erwin, your very own orc of your own.
I rolled a 4, even with +2 for strength, 6.
You wave at him. That leaves Corbin, right? Yes.
I rolled a 13.
And you missed. Their turns.
Delphin.
Oh, Delphin, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got a 16 +4, so a total of 20.
Nice
I'm
hit.
I'm assuming that hits.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
And total damage is 6.
Times 2.
Yeah, that was times 2. I rolled a 3.
Oh, okay. All right, now they go. Starting with the Dark Elf. Who proceeds to... Where's my map? Oh, there it is. Who proceeds to run towards the northern door. Like a little chicken.
Oh, there is
running
no
away,
Did he drop the book when he got hit by the bolt?
Yes.
Okay.
It is on the ground. Okay, so let's go down the thing here. Okay, those two. So, Galvin, you're the guy in front of you. He misses. His funny bone affected it.
Erwin, well, and he also got stabbed in the back.
Yeah. Erwin misses with a 4. And Corbin...
That's what I rolled on him.
Yeah. Corbin. Ooh, I hit you with a 19. Ooh. 4 points of damage. And now it is actions. I assume that Trask and Belnor will be following and chasing, doing chase to the Dark Elf.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will be able to hit him with a plus two each because you are attacking him from behind as he is running.
Okay.
Let's see. Galvin, you're attacking again?
Yes.
Okay, Erwin, same thing?
Yeah.
Delphin, trying to backstab again?
Yes, sir.
And Corbin, you are trying to hit the orc in front of you as well.
Hopefully with better luck, yes.
All right, initiative, everybody. Well, one person, I should say. I got a five.
Two.
You may go. Starting with top, go from Trask all the way down.
I miss.
Wow. All right. Belnor?
I got a 14 plus 2 for behind is 16.
You connect. Damage. Roll your d4 with a 2.
3 and 4.
Okay, you hit him solidly with another streak of bolt of lightning. And you bulk up even further. And you're actually finding it hard to actually move and to starting to move now. Because you're so bulked up. Let's see. Galvin.
I rolled an 11.
And you missed with 11. Erwin.
Ugh. 7.
Erwin spits on the ground. And Delphin with his backstab.
Let's see. I have an 11 total, so that's a miss.
You backstab the air. And we go over to Corbin.
16.
With a solid smashing hit.
7 points of damage.
Nice. As you crush that orc to the ground. That eliminates one of the four. And it gives you a clear line to run after the dark elf now.
I'm taking off next turn.
Gotcha. Covered everybody, so now it's their attacks. The dark elf is still continuing to run to the door, which he'll be there, but he's going to not be able to go through the door. That'll be next round. The one in front of Erwin. And he misses. And the one in front of Galvin. Who hits you. 4 points of damage.
I'm down.
Zero or negative?
Zero.
You are unconscious. And that next round, you see that Galvin has fallen. Thud. Go ahead.
My action is to just keep attacking, running and attacking this guy.
I assume that everybody's doing the same exact thing except for Galvin, who's passing out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Initiative.
5.
1. The Dark Elf actually escapes into the other room and slams the door behind him. Let's see. The one in front of Erwin misses. The other one turns around and misses Delphin. Did I get everybody? Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And next round. Trask and Belnor make it to the door as it was slamming closed on you.
Yeah, I'm just letting my newfound size carry me through the door if possible. So not even slowing.
You're just going to run right into the door.
Yeah, like I'm trying to run through it.
Lou Ferrigno style.
Yeah.
All right, that'd be your move. Trask, what are you doing?
Is the way open now that Belnor is crashed through the door?
Just actions right now.
I'll keep going through. Okay. Following the Dark Elf.
Erwin, doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Delphin, I assume the same thing?
Yes, sir.
And Corbin, you are meeting up with them at the door.
Yes.
And we'll find out what you do there. Initiative. I got a 3.
2.
You go first. And Belnor, give me a d6 roll for your bash through the door.
1.
You Lou Ferrigno style bash through the door. Dun, dun, dun. Roar. That's all you really see from him. Let's see. Trask, you're just amazed at the fact that he did that. And you follow him behind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Galvin, you go, because you are still unconscious for the zero. Erwin, move with your attack.
Twenty? Unnatural.
That's a hit.
And damage. Broadsword's 2d4, right?
I believe so.
It's 2d4, yeah.
Yarr. 7.
Nice. And go ahead, Delphin. You're no longer backstabbing at this point, though.
Right. Natural 19. Good. Almost a 20.
Good, good, good.
Total damage is 5.
Nice. You see, seems to be very wounded at this point. Okay, is that everybody? Yes, it is. Their move. You, Trask, Corbin, and Belnor, you actually see the elf climbing a ladder in the other far part of the room, trying to get out of the room. He is probably about 6 feet in the air right now. The one in front of Erwin hits with an attack. 5 points of damage.
Ouch.
The one in front of Delphin. Ooh, he hits too. 4 points of damage. Actions.
Is the ladder he's climbing up, is it like attached to the wall, or is it just like a leaning against the wall or whatever he's climbing up into?
It looks like it's attached to the wall.
Okay.
And he looks like he's heading to what looks like a trap door in the ceiling, 15 feet above.
Charge him.
Okay, you get a +2 to your attack for charging and attacking him. Trask, I assume you're attacking and charging and jumping at him.
Can I throw my axe at him?
Sure, if you want to try.
Okay. Yeah, I want to try and throw my axe at him.
Okay, and Belnor, you're in the room, so.
You mean Corbin?
Corbin.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm charging at him.
Charging as well. Okay. Erwin, you're doing the same thing. Delphin, you're doing the same thing.
Yes.
Initiative. I got a 4.
2.
You're going first. So go ahead with all your melee attacks in the room. All right, let's go down the line. Trask, what'd you get?
I got an 11 to hit, but that's just my roll. I'm still attacking his rear, right?
You want to attack his rear? That's not.
Well, like, I'm still attacking from behind.
Yes, I know. Just kidding.
So I guess 13 total?
You kind of missed. The axe is in the wall behind you. Him, excuse me. Belnor?
I rolled a 17 with the charge 19.
You connect. Roll your damage, D6 and D4.
D6 and D4?
I'm sorry, whatever your damage is in D4.
Okay. 4 and 5.
Nice. You put a big solid hole in the side of his chest, and he flings down to the ground, but now you have bulked up so much you can no longer move at this point.
Okay.
Galvin, you are starting to come conscious again, but you really can't move that much. Because you're still at zero, but you can look around and talk and see. Erwin, go ahead.
I rolled a 8.
And you missed. Yeah. Delphin.
Let's see. Oh, another 19. 5 damage again.
And that one falls to the ground. And Corbin, your attack?
So the elf is still alive then?
Well, it was all simultaneously, so just roll your attack anyway.
Okay. I rolled a 16 plus a 2, 18.
And you roll your damage.
All right. 3 points of damage.
Okay. Kind of looks like that scene in an MMO when you're all attacking something at once. It goes flying one way, and then you connect, and it goes flying the other way because of the graphics. Kind of looks like that. As it flops to the ground. And the next round, I will declare your actions, everybody, because there's still one orc left.
I'll get my axe back.
Okay. Belnor, are you going to sit there and calm down?
Yeah, can I move enough to open my hand and drop the hammer?
Yes.
I do so.
Okay. Galvin?
Can I sit up?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to sit up and kind of look and see where the book is in the room.
It's in the middle of the room, on the floor. Erwin?
Same.
Okay, you're still attacking. Delphin?
I'm going to move to assist Erwin in slaying the last orc.
Okay. And Corbin?
I go back to the room and get ready to take on any survivors.
Okay. Roll initiative, please. I got a 3.
2.
Go ahead. Everybody roll whatever attacks you're going to roll.
16.
That's a hit.
Nine points.
Oh, and that one falls. And you make it over to Delphin just as he dispatches the last of that orc.
Good, I only had one hit point left.
Yeah.
Corbin, you come running back into the room. And you see that Erwin dispatches that last orc. Let's see. Belnor drops the hammer and he deflates like a balloon. Trask, you get your axe back and you cradle it.
Oh, I'll never let you go again.
So what do you guys do?
Let's get to the book.
I'll scoop up my hammer and go back into that room.
Okay. I assume everybody goes back into the ceremony room.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
If I'm able to, I'd like to pick up the book and see if this is the actual Book of Sorrows that we've been searching for.
You can't really do that at this point. You're kind of really bashed up. You could tell. Say,
help.
I'll go over and throw a heal on him.
Alright, go ahead and roll for that heal, please.
8 points.
There you go. You spring back.
Alright.
You do like
a somersault. And
you do like a, like a, you know, like a wrestling kip up thing from your back. And you get up.
Okay.
And you immediately walk over towards the book, and you see it looks like what was described as the Book of Shadows. Sorrows. Shadows, whoa.
Okay, well, let's pick it up and open it up and see what we got here.
Okay, you're all, I assume, going to look at the book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is a large black book. It's more of a tome-sized book. The outside has a picture of a pentagram on it, and it does, in magical writing, Galvin, you recognize it says the Book of Sorrows. And the pages seem to be different material than normal, and you're figuring out that it was probably some type of rare animal flesh that it was made out of.
Hmm.
Something you've never, like, your fingers have never felt this flesh of this type of page before.
Okay.
And the writing is in a black ink, and there's various symbols that you don't understand. A lot of the writing you don't understand at all, in fact. It's far beyond your magical abilities.
Okay, well, remembering how crazy... I don't remember his name. The Silverwind's friend. The old man in town. I think we should probably not actually read the text anyway. Let's... Okay. Maybe, do you think we should get out of here, guys?
Yeah, I think we should go...
Before that, as you are all looking at the book, Erwin, you take 2 points of damage as you feel a blade going to your back.
Ah, negative one.
Okay. And Delphin, you feel a bash onto the back of your head, and you take 4 points of damage.
The Delphin goes out like a light.
As the rest of the party, the four of you, look
realizes
up.
Realizes that the two sleeping orcs
have woken up. Duh. So, I assume that you guys are going to attack them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so initiative. I got a 5.
I got a 3.
So you go first. Go ahead.
I got a 16.
Okay, Belnor connects.
I got a 13.
Trask does not.
I got a 12.
You do not, Corbin.
And I rolled a 9.
And you did not either. Roll your damage, Galvin.
I rolled 3.
Sorry, Belmar. 3. Okay, you heard an orc. The two, let's see. First one goes after... One, two is... one is going to be Trask. Two is Belmar. 3 is Galvin. And 4 is Corbin. 3! Ooh, and he hits.
Against?
That was Galvin. 3 points of damage.
Okay.
And the last one is going to go... Same deal. Belnor! And he barks at you with 2 points of damage. Same deal?
I'm actually going to try and talk to them in Orcish and see if I can get them to surrender.
All right. That's going to be your move.
I'm going to back up his deal by bashing the one that's attacking Galvin.
Okay. Trask?
I'm going to attack the one that attacked me.
That'd be the one that Corbin is trying to talk to. Who do I have left? Galvin.
I'll attack the one in front of me.
All right, initiative. 5.
1.
Go ahead.
12.
Miss.
17.
Hit.
2.
Miss.
This orc is destroyed. 18 damage.
That orc has been destroyed. You are correct. As you do one of those, bullshit, and do like a double tap and destroy it. Think of Street Fighter.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody did their attacks. The last lone orc is listening to Corbin's statement.
I say, there is no need to lose your life. We have killed your master. We have killed your friends. Drop your weapon. Surrender.
And then Trask destroys the other orc next to him. And he goes, And he drops his weapon. And he drops to his knees and looks down. As if he was surrendering.
You tell him to get out of here.
Flee and warn your orc brethren what we have done here.
He looks
Let
up.
Us don't do that. They're going to come wanting vengeance.
He looks up at you and says, okay, and he runs out of the room. Then he says thank you, actually, too. In Orcish.
So someone got dropped in negatives, didn't they?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, Delphin is at -2. Or it should be -3, actually, no.
Well, no, 2 point. I had 1 hit point, so I was dropped to -1. But with the round, yeah, I'd be at -2.
And that's going to wrap up the session this week. We're going to leave it hanging there because it has already been on over, well, 2 hours here. And we'll continue next week as we see what happens to the two down players and what happens when we return the Book of Sorrows. So take care, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
All right.
Thanks. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
You have been listening to the quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for the quest for the Book of Sorrows.